Yeah, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, here in Cairns, well, it's virtually across the state, if not the country, here in Cairns, tenants look for an edge in tight rental market. COVID-19 has really turned their world upside down and like hen's teeth to get a rental place very, very hard. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Paul Tomasini. He's the CEO of Tennessee Schools Institute, and he's got his bodyguard with him, Gavin Arkey, trainer, community engagement officer. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we?
Good morning,
Trevor.
Morning. Before we start, Gav, who your mob, where you from, brother?
Well, a bit of a mix.
Yep.
My grandmother on my side is Yalanji. My grandfather is Wanyi. And on my dad's side, my grandmother is Yidinji. And my grandfather is Kuki Yimidin.
Two deadly, brother. Fruit salad right there.
That's him, bro.
Yeah, beautiful footprints. Paul, who you mob? You with us, brother? Where do you stem from, brother?
Mate, from down in Brisbane, Italian heritage, mate.
All right, my brother. Well, welcome to the conversation and yarn. Being the CEO of Tennessee Schools Institute, first of all, tell us, Tennessee Schools Institute, who you guys are and what you do there, please.
So we developed a training package for people wanting to get into the private rental market in particular about 4 years ago now, and we train people on the skills required to get a tenancy and to maintain a tenancy.
Okay, and so when you say train people, so is that for people out there renting or people to get in the industry as a JOB?
So it's for people who want to rent a property. So
yes,
it's for tenants. So it's the skills and knowledge that really will help them get forward in their tenancy journey. So Gavin will talk a little bit more about contents and how that can help in a minute.
Sure. And I mentioned with COVID-19, it's turned the world upside down, and people are struggling regarding the rental space. So this is a state organisation, Tennessee Schools Institute. Tell us how we operate here in Queensland. Tell us the situation in regarding rental in the state of Queensland.
So Queensland has an extremely difficult rental market at the moment. There's not many places in the state that have above 1% vacancy rate.
Mm-hmm.
Cairns is particularly tight. It's around that half to 0.6% vacancy rate. So it means that for most properties, there's lots of people for those properties, and agents are telling us that, you know, for every person that they accept, generally they're saying no to many other people who have good applications and are good people.
So when you look at a situation like that, like I said, COVID-19 has caused dramas. People have lost jobs, or if not lost their mortgages. Then that in itself creates vacancies, non-existent at the moment. But is that a situation?
Yeah, look, I think at the moment that the pressures on the market from people who are moving into the area, and just from the availability of stock and houses that have been sold and bought, really has created that extra pressure. It's difficult, and it doesn't matter who you talk to, everyone is saying the same thing at the moment. So we talk to real estate agents, they're saying there's very little vacancies. So now more than ever, it's really important to make sure that your application is as strong as it can possibly be, and that when you do go into the tenancy, that you have some of that, that inside knowledge on how to make a tenancy so that it does work for you.
Hence the free Tennessee Schools course that you guys are doing. That's what you're urging people to do, is to jump in and do this free Tennessee Schools course. Is that right?
Absolutely. The course is available free of charge. It's Gavin in the north part of Queensland is delivering it in a classroom type setting.
Yep.
And there's also an online version as well for those who can't make it into the classroom.
So let me bring Gav into the conversation, Gav. So with that, as a trainee community engagement officer, so you do a presentation in regard to the upskilling people regarding their Tennessee information knowledge to fill out an application to get the rental place, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's a basic a set of skill sets, as Paul may have alluded to, that is the input private sector, where some tenancies were falling down for people.
Mm.
So the training program is basically a training program around the expectations in a private rental.
Sure.
Basic, and the skill sets that have been developed for in the modules are, the first module is communication,
mm-hmm.
which is the foundation of any tenancy, is developing that positive relationship with your property manager,
yes.
landlord. The second module is understanding tenants' rights and responsibilities, and more importantly, where and how to access that information. Because no one's going to be an expert on that tenancy law stuff or, you know, what's
sure.
the right and wrong ins and outs, but so long as you know where to access that information for support,
mm-hmm.
is very important as well. The third module of the program is around cleaning and maintaining a property, because as you know, most property investors, they'd like to know their investment is being looked after very well.
Mm.
But it's also good, especially in these COVID times, to be maintaining your own personal hygiene and your own space,
well,
living
exactly.
space.
Yes.
To prevent further illness as well.
Exactly.
So personal hygiene and personal cleanliness is a big part of the cleaning thing as well,
mm.
as maintaining a property. And the fourth module is around managing household budgets. You're not expecting people to be financial wizards, but you're expecting, you know, the expectation is that they can understand their spending a little bit more. And it's about more understanding concepts of budgeting.
Sure.
Why we budget,
yep.
why we should do it. And then the how comes into that once we establish the why.
Mm.
So having worked in the community sector for a while, in Cairns particularly,
yes.
and a lot of programs come and go in the housing and homelessness sector, this is one of the better ones I've seen.
Good.
That not only on tenants' rights and responsibilities, but other things like communication, maintaining a property and household budgeting, they're life skills.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like a full Monty, this course, in regarding all aspects of life and the conversations that need to be had and the actions that need to be had in regard to rental space.
Mm.
Fantastic.
If you can understand more about your rights and responsibilities along the way, then that's always a bonus. But I think the program helps people to understand not only their tenancy a bit more, but their place in their tenancy.
Yes.
For the purpose of making the tenancy work and succeed.
Yeah, fantastic. So where do people go in regarding to apply to do the free tenancy skills course?
They can go online to our website, tenancyskills.com.au.
Yes.
On there, the students page, we'll give all the information on upcoming courses, and there's also the opportunity to register course, if there's no upcoming courses that are suitable.
Fantastic. And that's, like I said, it's a free course, so no pressure there. And run at different times and after hours, as well as during work hours?
Most of the courses are during the day,
okay.
So that's where the online version comes in.
Sure.
We've got courses all over Queensland at the moment, and in particular in Cairns area, with courses coming up in Mareeba, and then one in Charters Towers in a couple of weeks, Townsville. So they're all over the place. They're regular courses. If people can get into the classroom course, there are definitely some benefits in being in the classroom course, because you're with a trainer who's got a lot of experience with housing, and if you've got any questions or want any tips on how to make your application stand out, you have someone there to help.
Yeah, good.
Definitely some advantages there.
Fantastic. Paul, looking at the space in regarding rental, across the country we are screaming out for more houses, if not units, flats, what have you, for rental space. But then you look at the price of buying houses at the moment, even for investors, it's way over our heads, isn't it, in regarding for an investor?
Yeah, it's very difficult time for people purchasing at the moment as well. And I saw on a new release here in Cairns last night where the blocks of land are between, I think, 250 and 500. So And then you've got to put a house on that. So, you know, the property market in a lot of areas is becoming out of reach for people. And if you step back a year and what people were expecting, definitely not what people were expecting would happen with it. It's a bit a bit out of control at the moment.
It is, yeah.
Hopefully as more stock comes online and more houses are built, that will help to calm things.
Paul, does the government need to step in here? Do they need to, like, build units or even houses for rental? You know, they need to come to the table, do they not?
Yeah, so the government had announced earlier in the year a plan to build a lot of properties over a period of time, and they've just released all the tender documents and everything. I believe that was yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
So new social housing stock will be coming online with, as time goes on, will definitely help, hopefully with some more private investment as well. And hopefully we'll see the market starting to settle a little bit soon so that people have a better chance of getting rental.
Well, exactly. It creates a snowball effect. If people haven't got a house to live in, then they're living with other people, other family members. Then we're talking overcrowded. Then we're talking the health situation and the mental situation. It just creates an avalanche, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that people, you know, one of the foundations to your life is having somewhere safe and secure to live where you can actually set yourself up. So, you know, if you don't have that as your basis, you struggle to then do the other things that you need to do in your life. So it's really important, you know, that the housing stock is there.
Yes.
And what we do on the other side is make sure that people, you know, have the skills and,
yes,
and have the knowledge and the insights.
Good.
In being able to be as successful as they can be within their tenancies and get a good outcome.
Exactly. Fantastic. Look, great information. Thank you very much for sharing, Paul. All the best to your team, your family. Gavin Arkey, my brother, always good to talk to you, my bro, and a big shout-out to the family.
In Cairns here, we deliver regularly from the Murraway Hub on Anderson Street there.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
And out at Edmonton. So we're looking at doing more regular training from those venues. There's other venues as well that we're looking at around locally in Cairns.
Sure.
But for people that are keen to get involved in local training, if you approach those community centres, the Murraway Hub Community Hub and the Hambledon House Community Centre, they'll be able to tell you when the next program will be. And they'll
Fantastic.
Probably have some. Or else you can go onto the website.
The website,
and find out when available course near you.
Beautiful. Yeah, look, it's a fantastic product you got there, educating our mob regarding skills, Tennessee Schools, and that's available through your deadly organisation. But thank you very much for sharing. All the best, gentlemen. We'll talk soon, eh?
Thanks, Trev.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See
you,
bro.
Deadly yarn there. That's Paul Tomasini. He's the CEO of Tennessee Schools Institute, and also Gavin Arkey, deadly brother there, trainer, community engagement officer, local brother, and they're talking about free Tennessee Schools courses. So get your mob out there to do that. If you're looking to take on rental space, house, unit, what have you, get educated, get the knowledge. Knowledge is power in regard to getting yourself over the line. We're filling out the application to find out what is needed in regard to our house owners or people out there who want to rent their houses out. So there it is, information. And because of COVID-19, everything's all upside down. So as I said, you don't have to be sick to get better. Get the information. Knowledge is power. Is potential power. You need to act on it as well. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbarabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yes, we are in a pandemic. COVID-19 is upon us. And look, you know, for years, the last couple of years now, and doing this program, we're talking about have the knowledge, get the knowledge from your mob, go to your First Nation health organisations to get the knowledge about taking the vaccine and protect our mob in the community, especially our elders. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Wayne Denning. He's from Carbon Creative, and talk about the new campaign that's coming out. Well, it is out and about now, and the campaign is titled For All of Us. Campaign encourages COVID-19 vaccinations. On the line, Wayne, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm Wayne Denning. I'm down in Brisbane, but my mob's Birriggubba up in North Queensland. So, yeah, yes. From up that way, sort of nearly in Cairns, but nearly. Not really there.
We still claim you, brother. We still claim you. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about your company there, Carbon Creative, doing this campaign for all of us, is the name of the campaign, encouraging COVID-19 vaccinations. Look, it's the world we live in, brother, and we need to keep our mob safe.
Yeah, look, it's a really important message, really, and, you know, the campaign's one about celebrating everything that is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, life and culture, and reminding us all about all the hard things we've been able to achieve.
Yes.
And fight for, and all the important things we need to strive for into the future.
And like I said, the vaccination is there to protect us all, and you know, whether you're sitting on the fence and, yes, you've done it, no, you don't know, well, go and have a talk to our mob, especially our First Nation health organisations, get the information and, you know, and look, take the plunge in regard to protect your family, protect yourself.
Yeah, look, it's important that we do speak and get advice, you know, from the relevant health practitioners. We've all got, you know, we've got some amazing Aboriginal medical services around the country, and it's important to go and have a yarn to them and get real information. And it's important that we all ask these questions and then actually take action and, you know, get vaccinated.
And look, as a black man, I got my two shots. Yourself, of course, Wayne, you got the shots?
Yeah, I got ahead straight away. As soon as I could, I went and got my two shots. And, you know, I wanted to get life back to normal as quickly as I could, you know. One of the big things for me, I like, you know, the football. I like following here in Brisbane. I like following the Broncos. I like going into crowds like that and being amongst all that. And being vaccinated makes it really important.
Well, it could make your life hard in regard to the rules and regulations, you know. Health organisation of this country and the government are leading to that way that you may not be able to go to a football game or go to the restaurant and eat or even fly on a plane if you haven't got the vaccination. So it can turn your world upside down.
Yeah, look, you know, it's all about people being protected and, you know, and making sure that we don't spread this virus. So it's important that we get vaccinated, take it under control and keep our lives in control and allow us to do things that we used to do.
Mm.
Get back to that as soon as we can. I mean, I love travelling and being around. I haven't been able to see my family. I've got family down in New South Wales and Sydney, and I haven't been able to see them for a while, and it's been because of borders and all those sorts of things. But getting vaccinated is going to allow that and allow us to go and see our mob again. So.
Exactly, brother. And the campaign itself, For All of Us, it's called. So when does it come out, brother?
For All of Us, you can see it now. It's actually on, if you go onto the health.gov.au website, you can see it there. It's also on social media. But it will be going to air on television over the coming weeks. But I think it starts in parts of Australia next week, and then it'll spread all around the country. And you'll see it. It's a very important campaign. It's upbeat. It's celebratory. It's got a lot of energy in it. So, yeah.
So we're talking music. Are we talking talent on the campaign?
Yeah. Look, it's got a little bit of talent in there, a fair bit of talent. We've got Baker Boy as the soundtrack in
Baker
there.
Baker
Boy's in the clip. So if you know Baker Boy, he's definitely there. It's one, we work with him on a bit of one of his tracks. It sort of gets him behind it all. And we've got Nani Barrow, who's you know, she was a MasterChef contestant a few years back, and Tori J, who's an artist down, she's a Torres Strait Islander girl actually from Thursday Island, but she's she's working down here in Brisbane these days, and yes. You know, we've got quite a bit of a talent. We're recent gold medalist from the Paralympics, Amanda Reid, who okay. A lot of people would know. She was a cyclist there, and she picked up a couple of, at least a gold over in Tokyo just recently. So that was, all these people are celebrating life and all the different things that we are yes. and do and mean to be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
And the importance of getting the vaccine. Thank you very much for the yarn, my brother. All the best to you, Wayne. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deli Yarn there. Wayne Denning, his name is. He's from Carbon Creative and a Deli First Nation man. That's his business, and he's part of the campaign. It's called For All of Us. Campaign encourages COVID-19 vaccinations. And I'll say it there again, you mob, go to your first health organisations, get the vaccine, get the jab, or have that conversation. We need to protect our mob, protect our elders, and protect our community, you mob. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
cast my people go out to sea, catching turtle in the deep blue sea. As the beautiful coral shines, colorful fishes swim by and by. Have you ever seen my land? Have you ever
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning shirt, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Radio Service. So give me a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. All right, to Deadly Mob, let's catch up with Deadly Sister, Renee Harris, KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair creative producer, and talk about Music in the Park, and that's an up-and-coming event here in Cairns. Renee, good morning, sis. How are you?
Hey, morning. Good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I am born here in Cairns. My mob are Quandamooka people from North Stradbroke Island. That's my grandfather's country, my grandmother's country. We're Kanju people from Colwyn.
Beautiful. Deadly footprint there, my sister. Talk about this deadly event, Music in the Park. So tell us about it. When is it happening? And also the lineup, who we got performing.
So Music in the Park is our only physical event that KIAF is doing this year.
Okay.
The rest of our program is a digital program that runs over 10 days. But Music in the Park, yeah, it's next Saturday, the 13th of July, down at Munro Martin Parkland.
November?
Of November, yes.
Yep, yep, Saturday, 30 November, yep.
It kicks off from 4 p.m. We have art markets.
Okay, and where's this at, the venue?
At Munro Martin Park.
Munro Martin Parkland, yep, okay, yep. And what time it kicks off?
So 4 p.m. we start with our markets. And then 5 p.m. our concert starts.
Deadly.
And we go through till 10 p.m. that night.
All right, fantastic, beautiful. Our free event?
Yep, free event. All we ask that is when you come through the gates, you must do your QR check-in.
Of course,
code.
Yes. There's QR check-in.
All the code things to get the front.
Exactly, yeah. Well, we are living in a pandemic at the moment, so we need to do our bit to protect ourselves, so fantastic. So Music in the Park, and let's talk about some of the artists performing.
Yeah, so headlining this year is the Black Image Band.
Whoa,
so,
Hopewell?
You know, boys, yeah, from Hopewell, Woodrell area.
Yes.
We also have the beautiful, talented Miss Naomi Wenatong.
Too deadly.
Nay is, so this year she was going to release a new album.
Okay.
So we're going to see a whole heap of new stuff from Nay at the concert this year.
Deadly, yep.
We also have our local boys Seabreeze and his crew.
Okay, rapper Seabreeze, yes.
Yep, and then we also have the Warrigan Band who are in a... they've been around for a while, but I'd say they're emerging bands from Hopewell.
Okay,
they play a lot of gigs, you know, up in Cooktown, Hopewell area, but... very happy and honoured that they're able to join us at Music in the Park.
Good, fantastic. We've got food stalls and drink stalls there?
Yeah, there's plenty of food and drink. KIAF concerts are family orientated.
Okay.
So, yeah, bring all your family and stuff down. They'll no alcohol.
Of course, yes, fantastic, yep. Beautiful.
Bring your picnic rug, your family and, you know, kick back and enjoy the evening with everyone.
Well, everybody in Cairns knows about Munro Martin Parklands, a beautiful set up park area with a beautiful stage, and they have different layers of grass for people to sit down and spread their blanket out. So it's a good venue, and it's going to be a great event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, our community can also check out and support our local Indigenous art market stalls.
Yes. So tell us about that. Can people purchase art there?
Yes, you can. So what happens is every year as part of KIAF, we have an art fair and an art market.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've now gone digital, our art fair will go online.
Okay.
But we've thought about, you know, our art market mob who have created stuff all year and now they don't have a place to sell. So we've been able to incorporate our art market mob into our concert, which is a first for KIAF to have done that. Usually it's a separate concert, but you know, we've remembered our mob of, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And look, COVID-19 has done that to us. We had to adapt. And KIAF is the same in regarding adapting. So now we have the art market happening at Music in the Park, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Too deadly. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Renee. All the best to you, your family there, your team there, your mob, and Kayaf represent. Thank you, sister.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye-bye, doll.
Bye.
Dilly Yan there. That's Renee Harris, KIF, Cancer Disease Art Fair creative producer. And we're talking about the up-and-coming event under the umbrella of KIF. Music in the Park, it's called. That's Saturday, 13 November, and at Munro Martin Parklands. There's an art market as well as a music entertainment. And they've got the likes of Naomi Winterton performing. You've got also Black Image and Sea Breeze, just name a few. So it's going to be deadly entertainment, free event. Don't forget you QR check-in and go and take your family and have a good evening. There it is, your mob, and strong to see that Kaya is still operating in the world that we're living in regarding the pandemic, and they're still going ahead with their digital art description of KIAF instead of the ones that we have normally open with live entertainment and live conversations with their artists when they're doing it digital like they did last year because of COVID-19. There it is. Heavy saying, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.